Racing, Quarabale got out well from box number three, and Quarabale showing pace with Mr. Fixit. They're having a good tussle to the first corner. Quarabale holds the inside from Mr. Fixit. Fernando Mick up to third. Then came Hilltop Jack, a length and a half to Handsome Rhino. Then came Envy to Burn. Well back was Nahari Bale and Aston Fastnet, but it's Quarabale doing it well. About two lengths in front of Fernando Mick, who's running on quite nicely. And then came Mr. Fixit. They corner in the maturity. It's Quarabale in front, and Quarabale leads all the way in the maturity classic. Fernando Mix runs second, Hilltop Jack next, and then Mr. Fixit, Handsome Rhino, Wellback, Envy to Burn, Aston Fastnet, and Hurry Bale all together. And the time on the final is 29.96.
Yeah, sensational performance last night from Quarabale, stamping her mark as probably the premier female greyhound in this country. Georgie, it's great to talk some greyhounds with you this morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Terrific night at the Meadows last night.
Yeah, it was a really good night. There was two Group 1 races, and we had an awesome free-for-all as well. But you're right about Quarabale. I mean, she's already a Group 1 winner against her own sex, and now she's come up and beat seven other of the boys to win the maturity to pocket $100,000. Look, I think it's a really good training effort from Team Daly. They seem to have kept her fresh last week. She got a little bit tired in the run to the line, but I think the point was just to try to get her out and show some speed. And she did it again, and she needed to, because Mr. Fixit went 5 seconds even to the first mark. He's a greyhound with a lot of ability, especially early, and she did enough to hold out Fernando Mick for David Gill, who's having an unbelievable 2021, and Mr. Fixit held on for third. So well done to Connections there, Quarabale. The other group race, of course, was the Destiny Lodge Fireball final, and Jeff Britton made it back-to-back wins, winning with Hank the Hustler, actually finished 1-2 with Star Blazer running second, Dipping Ticket third. Hank the Hustler lobbed close enough and just powered home to the line and was too good in 43.01. And, of course, just quickly, that free-for-all that we mentioned, Aston Rupee winning. He's got an affinity with the Meadows, this grey, and he ran 29.74, defeating Coblenz, who was the pre-post favourite for the maturity, Shimmer Shine running third. Terrific night racing at the Meadows.
Yeah, it was a super night there at the Meadows last night. I don't know if you've got the Olympics on in front of you, George, but we'll have Brendan Smith shooting for gold in the 400 IM at the moment as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. But can you help us back a winner at Sandown today?
Yeah, there's two that I like. Race 3, number 4, a greyhound called Target Master. Good win at the Meadows last start. Can show a little bit of speed, and I think it gets its opportunity here. The race after, race 4, number 1, Dundee Ember. Been racing against some good greyhounds over 600 metres. I think the 700 would suit her. Certainly her mum and dad were good 700-metre performers, and I think she can get the job done as well. So race 3, number 4, race 4, number 1. Just quickly, the quaddy numbers, mate, for those having a play. 1, 6 and 8 into number 8, 1 out, into 1, 6 and 7, into 2, 3, 4 and 8 to bring us home.
Great stuff, Georgie. We'll catch you on Central throughout the week and on Off the Leash.
Good one. Have a good day, mate.